Each week here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello and a beautiful Sunday morning to you. Happy Father's Day to you, fathers. We finally made it, didn't we? We have one day a year, and this is the day that we honor fathers, and I'm hoping today that we have got a lot of fathers listening out there, and we pray that we have a blessing coming your way. Our father has passed away, but we want to do the whole service in memory of my father. So let's go right now and listen to this song, and this one says, "The Old Ship of Zion."
Why, she's a big old ship, and she's sitting mighty low in the water. Cause she's been on her maiden voyage ever since the day the blood was shed at Calvary. She was purchased and bought. She's withered all the violent storms. Some passengers have jumped overboard and they all drowned. But you see, she's not just like other ships, the Titanic. She's the church. She ain't going down. She's going over. Sail on, oh ship of Zion, brave waterer in the cold, dark night. Sail on, O ship of Zion, till you see her beacon light. Sail on, O ship of Zion, he's on board. You're not alone. Sail on till you hear the captain. Lands in sight, you've made it home. The shipper's launch from outside of Jerusalem caught a brand new gush of wind. When she breezed to the upper room, rolled out the storm with the jail cell song at midnight. What makes you think she's gonna sing in this modern time? Sail on, old ship of Zion. He's on board. You're not alone. Sail on till you hear the captain. Lands in sight, you've made it home.
Our destination. We're thankful for the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us from all sin. Father, you've got a lot to be thankful for. You got a family, and you got boys and girls and a wife. And well, I hope that you have that. If you don't, my prayers go out to you. I know that there's a lot of lonely fathers in this in the radio audience today, and I know that I'm praying for you, and you pray for me. Together we stand, but divided it is when we fall. So let's go right back now and listen to this song right here. And I'll be back in just a moment with some more announcements.
Why don't you let down your net? Down into the water, there's a blessing waiting you cannot contain. If you just let down your net, way down in the water, he's pulling out the ladder rain. There are some of you diseased and afflicted, and sickness reigns within your mind. You've let the prophets of doubt and unbelief convince you that Jesus don't heal the sick and blind. Why don't you let down your net? Way down in the water there's a blessing waiting you cannot contain. If you just let down your net, way down in the water he's pouring out his ladder rain. Soul is thirsty, you're so battle weary, your body's weak and tired from pain. Well, it's time to get up, stand up on the Bible, he's pouring out his ladder rain. Come on and let down your net, way down in the water, there's a blessing waiting you cannot contain. If you just let down your net, way down in the water, he's pouring out the ladder rain. Well, old Satan comes at you. Your weapons are carnal, the blessed name of Jesus is your power. When he tries to bite your children, remember what old Paul did. Just shake old Satan off into the fire. Come on and let down your net. Way down in the water, there's a blessing waiting you cannot contain. If you sit down your net, way down in the water, he's pouring out the ladder.
Yes, so come on and let down your net. If we'd only believe God, all things are possible to them that will believe. And I'm saying to you today that if you believe in Christ, all things are possible to them that will believe. I want to be speaking in just a few moments on staying focused. And we stand together, and together, if we don't stand together, we'll fall apart. So we, in this day and time, it's hard staying focused, and I want to preach on that in just for a few moments. I want to preach on staying focused. So let's stay focused on what God has called us to do, and let the world go by. Just trust in Jesus and let the world go on by. Well, let's go right back now and listen to this song. A little boy came into the kitchen one evening while his mom was fixing supper. He handed her a piece of paper that he had been working on. And after she wiped her hands on her apron, she takes the letter in her hand and she begins to read. And this is what it said. For mowing the lawn, Mom, $5. And for making up my own bed this week, Mama, $1. For going to the store, 50 cents. And for playing with little brother while you went shopping, 25 cents. For taking out the trash the other day, Mama, $1. And for getting a good report on my report card, $5. For raking the yard, Mom, $2. He said the total is $14.75. Well, the mother stood there thinking while a thousand memories began flashing in and out of her mind. So she picked up the pen, she turned over the letter, and this is what she wrote back to that little boy.
For the 9 months I carry you, growing inside of me, no charge. For the nights I sat up with you, doctor, you pray for you, no charge.
And for all the time and the tears and the cost down through the years, by my son, there's no charge.
When you add it all up, the real cost of my love.
For all of this, there is no charge.
But the nights filled with dread and the worries ahead, no charge. For advice
and the knowledge, the cost of your college, no charge.
And for all the toys, the food and the clothes, and the many times I've had to wipe your nose, there's no charge, my son. When you add it up, all up,
when you add it all,
the real cost of my love,
the real cost
is no charge. Well, when the mother got through talking with the little boy, he looked up at her with great big tears in his eyes. He said, "Mama, I sure do love you." Then he reached out, he took the letter in his hand, and he wrote in great big words, paid in full.
Add it all up, the real cost of my love.
The real cost is no charge.
Yes, sir, that's all the father's asked for is appreciation. I've always said it, that's all that I've ever asked for in my ministry is just to be appreciated. Appreciated as a father, appreciated as a pastor, and appreciated as a preacher. A lot of people don't appreciate the pastor anymore, and there's a breakdown in the home. The family is just torn apart. But if you got a good family, I got four good boys. I thank God for them every day. Oh, they've probably tried it. As a boy, they've tried it all, but God is in control. I've had to fight to keep from questioning God. Why, God? Why is this happening? But God understands. God is a big God. He understands us as fathers, as mothers, and just, it's hard to turn it over to God, but you know, He's bigger than we are. If He created the heavens and the earth and made the stars and the moon, then He's in control. So let's just turn it over to Him and let go and let God, okay? Well, I'm thinking about you today, and I'm going to do this song especially for all the fathers today.
Tears will stop just this side of heaven. He said He'd wipe every tear from her eyes. Tears will stop just this side of heaven, and there'll be no more sorrow inside. Broken lives, broken hearts, filled with sorrow and pain. Tears of grief that a smile cannot hide. Don't despair, Jesus cares, there's a better life to come. When we cross over Jordan's tide, tears will stop just this side of heaven. He said He'd wipe every tear from her eyes. Tears will stop just this side of heaven, and there'll be no more sorrow inside. Peace and joy will be there. God has promised in His word, in His presence we will ever revive. Sorrows past, home at last, all of life is made new. In the moment, in the twinkling of the eye, tears will stop just this side of heaven. Wipe every tear from her eyes. Tears will stop just this side of heaven, and there'll be no more sorrow inside.
Let's go to Mark's Gospel, chapter 8, for just a few moments, and I want to talk to you about staying focused. And He cometh to Bathsheba, and they bring to Him a blind man, and besought Him to touch him. he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. When he had spit on his eyes and put his hands upon him, he asked him if he saw aught. And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. After that, he puts his hands again upon his eyes and made him look up, and he was restored and saw every man clearly. And he sent him away to his house, saying, neither go into the town nor tell it to any of the town. It's a motif. Mark is a motif gospel. Jesus is always saying, don't tell anybody. He didn't want the news to spread. He didn't want the news to carry. But this man was not focused. It was the Lord Jesus that touched the blind man that he could see to begin with. Do you remember the day that Jesus touched you? I remember the day. I remember the very place. I was on the sidewalk in Roanoke, Virginia, when Jesus touched me. And it seemed that Jesus asked me the question, what do you see? I remember the only thing I could think of was that he cometh to me and said, what do you see? Well, I couldn't see a lot. I was blinded by sin. I just knew that God had touched me. But this blind man's answer was, I see men as trees. He wasn't yet focused on what Jesus really wanted him to see. He was not yet focused. Jesus touched him again, and he saw clearly. Note, this is the only man that Jesus touched for his healing that he had to touch twice. And I think that's a common thing, that a lot of times the first touch is a conviction that brings us to God, but we don't see clearly. We don't understand clearly. I think that's one of the biggest downfalls in Christianity. We just don't understand Jesus. We got to stay focused upon Jesus. There are many things that can cause our vision to be blurred. People all around us, they'll cause our vision to be blurred. Pressure. When you're under pressure, it's hard to stay focused. When a problem comes, it's hard to stay focused. Family can cause us to be unfocused from God. School situations today, there are shootings in our school, and I understand that about every day somewhere there's a shooting in our schools. And churches, they don't stay focused anymore. They just sit, soak, and sour. It seems like the church has lost its interest in Jesus Christ. We go just to see the people and to be seen of the people, and we go, and 12 o'clock come, it's time to get up and go. I know I preach to people, and if it comes 12 o'clock, you lose the people. They begin to get unsettled. They want to go. Hypocrites in the church. That will cause a downfall when people begin to look around and see people who are hypocrites. Well, hypocrite is something entirely different than what a lot of people think it is, but we'll not get into that right now. But there is gossipers. There's people who are tongue bitten. They've got to be gossiping all the time on the phone. The phone is the worst gossip session that we have, and they get on the phone and they gossip about this one, talk about that one. I remember our conference said one day, we had a conference meeting, and the leader said, I want you to call some preacher every morning when you get up. Just the preacher that comes to your mind, call him and ask him, how are you doing spiritually? And have him call someone else and ask him, how are you doing spiritually? I told you last week that if you can focus upon the physical and the mental and the spiritual, then the spiritual will overcome the physical and the mental. But don't look at these things, but stay focused upon Jesus. That's when Peter was walking upon the water. He looked and he started to Jesus, and all of a sudden he began to sink. But you say, well, Peter didn't have any faith. Well, don't criticize Peter. Many of you have never got out of the boat yet. So we stay focused when preaching a sermon. Some, their minds are wondering. You can, when I am preaching, I look about everyone in the eye. I like to look people in the eye when I'm talking to them. And when I'm preaching, I notice they'll be wondering or looking at a song book or looking at the Bible or concentrating on something else. But husbands, the Bible said we should see the church as Jesus saw it. In Ephesians 5 and 25, he said, husbands, love your wife even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. The church should be loved. It should be honored. It should be respected. It should be the finest building in the community. You can go by a church, and you'll have to agree with me on this. You can go by a church and tell what's on the inside by what you see on the outside. Some churches are run down and they need painted, they need the grass cut and the windows cleaned and all of that. I think that the church should be the most beautiful house in a community. And churches are closed nowadays. They're closing the smaller churches because the lack of interest. People are losing interest in the church. But what is a church? The church is, it should have old-fashioned Holy Ghost preaching. I talk about the Holy Spirit a lot, and I believe in Holy Ghost preaching. I think that we ought to have some Holy Ghost preaching, and we ought to concentrate upon good old Holy Ghost preaching. That's Spirit-anointed preaching. You can tell when the preacher's anointed, and when the anointing is in the pulpit, it'll go into the congregation, and then the congregation gets anointed and comes back to the preacher. I hate to preach to a congregation when they can't get that anointing. Our churches should be the lighthouse of the community. I've already spoke about that, but we ought to be the lighthouse of the community. He said, we are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses savor, it's not fit for anything but to be cast out and trotted among men. Our services should be Spirit-filled anointing. Every pastor that goes to the pulpit ought to be Spirit-filled. I remember a story comes to me about a preacher who got his sermon from the parsonage to the church. He lived right next to the church, and he told the church one day, he said, well, I don't know what I'm going to preach on until I leave the home on Sunday morning. And he said, God gives me the message from the parsonage to the church. Well, the church got wise about that. They had a meeting one day. They sold the parsonage and moved it, the parsonage about 10 miles down the road. They said, if you're getting your sermons from the parsonage to the church, that gives you more time to concentrate. Our churches should have strong witness programs. Hey, the preacher is not the main focus of the church. He said, go into the world and focus. Be focused. Be focused upon what you're doing and what you're saying. We should be focused all the time. I've always said it, if they can't look at you and see Christ in you, then you're not focused. We should be focused on Christ, focused upon the church, focused upon what God has called us to do. Be anointed preachers in the pulpit, not just dead preachers preaching to dead congregation and dead sermon, but we ought to be anointed every Sunday morning and be anointed with power from on high. So fathers, I'm preaching to you today. You need to be anointed. You need to take your children to church today and honor God by taking your children to the church, because they will honor you. The more you honor them, the more that they will honor you.
Square, on an old park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, your courthouse kind of looks run down, and he said, well, it'll do for our little town. And I said, the flagpoles, well, it's kind of leaning a bit. And why, that old ragged flag that's hanging upon it. He said, have a seat. So I sat down. Is this the first time you visited our little town? I said, well, yes, it is. Well, he said, I just don't like to brag, but we're awful proud of our little town, and especially that ragged old flag. You see, she got a hole in the flag when Washington took it across the Delaware. Then it got powder burns the night Francis Scott Key sat watching and writing Osaka, you see. He got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at her seams. Why, she almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on anyhow. She was cut by a sword in Chancellorsville and cut bad again in Shiloh Hill. It was Robert E. Lee, Bogart and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard upon that old ragged flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole blowed in her by a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and she hung blue by the time that it was through. Why, she's been to Korea, Vietnam. She's went wherever she was sent by her Uncle Sam. Many Americans, brown, yellow, and white, all shed their blood for her stars and stripes. In her own good land, why, she's been abused. She's been burnt, dishonored, denied, and refused. And our government for which she stands has been scandalized throughout our land. Why, she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin. But oh, she's in awfully good shape for the shape she's in. You see, she's been through the fire. But I believe that she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning. We take her down every night. We don't let her touch the ground. We fold her up just right. Oh, you know, on second thought, I would like to brag, because you see, I'm mighty proud of our little town, and especially that ragged old flag.
Yes, sir, I'm kind of proud of that ragged old flag, and I'm proud of our country. I'm proud of our churches. I'm proud of you. I thank you for your help and your support on this radio ministry. We've been on several years. We're on several broadcasts, and throughout the country. We get packaged. A lot of you don't understand that, but we get a package for $40. We can be on four stations. We don't know what time. We're in Pennsylvania, down south, out west, and different places. We get packages for $60 to $80 to $90. We send one sum every month, and out of that sum, then they put us on the broadcast for four times. I don't know what time it comes on. One man, we were going through Pennsylvania one time, and he said, "Well, I know that voice." He said, "It sounds familiar," and he turned it on. It was Brother Tommy Mounts up there in Pennsylvania. So we never know what we're doing for God. But I never hear from people up around that way, but I do from White Sulphur and over to Greenbrier and different places. People hear the broadcast, and you'll never know how important the broadcast is. I always said it when I pastored a church, I'm never any farther than the radio away. If they're home, they're shut in or shut out, they can always turn the broadcast on. And I take great honor in radio ministry. I think it's a great gift of God. I think this WGLS here for the time they've given me and the support that you have helped me to maintain this broadcast. So I'm going to pray for you right now. Father, I pray from unseen audience. I pray, God, that you'll touch their heart. And Lord, I don't know the situation. I don't know their condition, but you do. You see every hair on her head. The hairs on her head are numbered. The afflictions that we have are many. But you said many would be the afflictions of the children of God. But you would deliver them from them all. I pray you'll touch that person, anoint them with the Holy Ghost and with fire, burn out the drought in their life, and place within them the spirit-filled life that is needed, that they might pray and they might seek the face of God and seek the face of God for their children, Lord. Our children are lost. Our children are on drugs and alcohol, and they're running wild, and our school systems is just shootings on every hand and crime and violence, God, but you are still in control and under control, and we thank you for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, neighbor, it's been good to be with you today. I hope that I've helped you somehow or another today, helped you to remember to stay focused upon God. The Bible said if we'll only trust in Jesus, all things are possible to them that will believe. So you get out and go to church today with your family and take them to the house of God. Honor God, and God will honor you. Well, goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
It's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing.